How's everybody doing today? I'm Christopher. And that sounds like a good question. How is everybody doing today? Good, bad, what, worse? Super? Great? What? How are you feeling today? I feel great. Yeah, I feel great. I always pretty much feel that way. Yeah. I have an understanding with myself. Yeah. So I have an understanding with myself to feel the way I want to feel. Nothing wrong with that. I feel great most of the time. Yes. Everybody needs to feel real good and great. And any word you want to put in front of I feel. Yeah, I feel. So, I feel great because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing in my life, so I feel great. Yeah. Yeah. I feel. Yeah. Just ask yourself that question. I feel. How do I feel today? Will the way I feel be different than the way I do things, or the way I want to feel, or the way I feel almost every day? Yeah. So. Yeah. So the way people feel is very important. We all have to feel positive. That our ourselves and our life and our lives are going great. We all have to feel positive. You know, I feel positive because I feel great and things are going my way. So yeah. That's why. Understanding your own feelings is very important, because we have to feel like we are an importance and that we matter. We are an importance and we matter, which obviously we do. So if you don't matter to somebody in life, start doing something different. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you know, we feel because we that's another reason. We feel because we matter to people, and we matter to ourselves. Yeah. So, feeling and understanding feeling. Just ask yourself, like I said, how do I feel today? Do I feel good? How do I feel today? I feel like no one else has ever felt before. How does that sound? Just say to yourself, I feel, and my feelings are what matters. I feel, and what matters are my feelings. So, yeah. Oh, busy street outside. Well, that's all right. Yeah. So today is the 13th of October, almost halfway through the month. I feel great that I made it this far through the month. I feel really good that I made it this far. And my birthday's coming up this month. But I really don't usually celebrate it at all, but my one family member manages to come over and give me wish me a happy birthday. Yeah. So, understandably, there's that word again, understandably, knowing what our life brings is a positive understanding. Yeah, that's a positive understanding. What does your life bring for you, or because of you, or to you? What does your life bring for you in this day and age, in this time? You have to ask yourself that question. What does my life bring for me? You know, it can bring so many things. Everything life brings has to be on the positive side. You know, no negative stuff. You know, you could toss out all the negative things that your life has brought you and brings you. Yeah, you could toss them out, the negative things. So everything in life has to be positively for your own sake and benefit. Yeah. You know, we do things because we want to do them. If we do things because we have to do them, any way you look at it, you should set goals. You should have tasks to run. Your priorities should be maintained on a understandable basis. Yeah. Yeah. So, let me think here. Grazie. Yeah, that's a little bit of Italian. I'm on a learning curve with foreign languages. That's okay. Irony. Irony. You could pay attention in the moment, periodly. Pay attention in the moment, period. That's the irony of conversation. You know, we could pay attention to our conversation with someone in the moment, or well along as well along as we see fit to pick it up, to pick conversation up. You know, paying attention in the moment is an irony that we don't exactly really need to or have to pay attention in the moment. It's just that conversation goes good with momentary understandable judgments. So, yeah. We don't like to judge people. We shouldn't judge people, but the conversation we have with people, it can be judged. Yeah. The conversation we have with people can be judged. You judge it by yourself, on your own, with yourself, or you judge it with the person you just had a conversation with. You can review the conversation anytime you want to. But I must say that conversation is meant to be talked about and then understandably put to rest. We have conversations to be talked about, and we also have conversations to be put to rest. We don't always have to be part of a conversation. It's an understandable right someone has of their own, not to be a part of a conversation with somebody or themselves, Dad. Yeah. So, yeah. Is conversation important? You bet it is. Yeah. Conversation is very important. It helps people out every day of your life. When you get up after sleeping and start the day, your conversation has taken place. Yeah. 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 So, conversation differs. Conversation is different a lot of the time, or most of the time, but conversation can be the same understandable conversation that you have with somebody, and be the same that it's understandably the right conversation to have. To hold and to witness faith in an understandable conversation. Yeah. Let me think here. Yeah. So I have my things I gotta do for a while. Yeah, I know what I want to do, and yeah, it's I gotta get the wheels in motion. You can postpone things that you want to do, but always remember that you have to get back to that, no matter what was done or said, with your conversations with people or whatever you want to do in your life. You always have to have that understandable notion that you must do it and be prepared and be concernably free of interesting intermediate conversation. We want to go big. We want a intellectual conversation. That could be going big. Intellectual conversation. That's big. This the intellectual conversations is what you want to accomplish. How do you accomplish that? By talking and being understood by people, and being intellectually understood by people. Yeah. So. Let me think here. Well, this virus everything's getting better with that pretty much so everything's getting pretty good with that. Yeah, it's not a funny thing. This is life. It's not a funny thing, this virus. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, well, I think I'll end this podcast dictation a couple seconds from now. I just want to say thank you, everybody. I hope you come from an understanding background and family. Yeah. And everybody else, too. Understanding, understandable. I hope everybody could take a moment and be that for somebody or for themselves. I just want to say thank you, understandably, and I hope you can continue to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you.